Morning Watch, Day 4. Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 5. Living with the Divine Trinity, God operating in us. Romans 8, 9 and 10. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. Acts 2:32-33. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we all are witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he has poured out this which you both see and hear. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. Philippians 3:10. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Ephesians 1:19-21. And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the operation of the might of his strength, which he caused to operate in Christ in raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority and power and lordship and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Ephesians 2:6. And raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus. Related reading. The Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ are not two spirits, but one. Paul used these titles interchangeably, indicating that the indwelling Spirit of life in Romans 8:2 is the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit of the entire triune God. God the Spirit and Christ, the three of the Godhead, are all mentioned in verse 9. However, there are not three in us, there is only one, the triune Spirit of the triune God. The Spirit of Christ implies that this Spirit is the embodiment and reality of Christ, the incarnated one. This Christ accomplished everything necessary to fulfill God's plan. He includes not only divinity, which he possessed from eternity, but also humanity, which he obtained through incarnation. He also includes human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. This is the Spirit of Christ in resurrection. That is, Christ himself dwelling in our spirit to impart himself, the embodiment of the process triune God, into us as resurrection life and power to deal with the death that is in our nature. Thus, we may live today in Christ's resurrection and Christ himself by living in the mingled spirit. The Spirit of Christ is the spirit of the one who passed through death and entered into resurrection. The Lord's death was an all-inclusive termination, and his resurrection was an all-inclusive germination. The Spirit of Christ, therefore, is the totality, the aggregate of the all-inclusive Christ with his all-inclusive death and resurrection. Because we have the Spirit in us, we have the all-inclusive Christ and his all-inclusive termination and germination. Because the Spirit is the reality of Christ, we may say that this Spirit is the pneumatic Christ. By the Spirit of Christ, we partake of Christ in his resurrection life and power, his transcendency, and his reigning authority. In Acts 16:7, we have the Spirit of Jesus, while in Romans 8:9, we have the Spirit of Christ. In Romans 8:9, the Spirit of Christ is used interchangeably with the Spirit of God. It tells us that the Spirit of God today is the Spirit of Christ. The emphasis of the Spirit of Jesus is upon humanity and the strength for suffering. But the emphasis of the Spirit of Christ is upon the resurrection and the imparting of life. Persecution in the environment faced in Acts 16 required suffering, strength, and humanity. But the death in our nature dealt with in Romans 8 requires resurrection power and the imparting of life. Thus, in Acts 16, it is the Spirit of Jesus who led in the preaching of the gospel under persecution. But in Romans 8, it is the Spirit of Christ who raises us up from any kind of death element and animates us by imparting life into us. In the verses following Romans 8:9, we read, "If Christ, who is the Spirit of Christ, is in you, though the body is dead, the Spirit is life. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you." The Spirit of Jesus is the Spirit of the incarnate and suffering Jesus. But the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of the resurrected and life-giving Christ. By the Spirit of Jesus, we can share the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. But by the Spirit of Christ, we can partake of the power of his resurrection, identified with him in the transcendency of his ascension and in the authority of his enthronement. By the Spirit of Jesus, we share the Lord's humanity and his suffering strength. By the Spirit of Christ, we partake of his resurrection life, his resurrection power, his transcendency, and his reigning authority.